This video contains a secret to joyous Christian living that I didn't discover until I'd been a Christian for decades. I sincerely want to save you years of struggle and pain. There's no reason that you should go through the same twisted, distorted process that I did. I hope and I believe that the spiritual truths in this video will empower you to live a victorious Christian life. When I first became born again, I had been an alcoholic for over 10 years. I was a mess. Alcohol had literally destroyed my personality. Friends who I had known from years before would not have recognized who I had become. And I was in so much pain. But I was so excited because now I was a Christian. I began reading all the promises in the Bible. And I got excited because God promises such wonderful things. And I began to think that all of Jesus' love, joy, and the peace, the gentleness. I wanted to be gentle. Self-control. For an alcoholic, what could be better than to get back in control of your own life? The first 6 weeks were like a honeymoon. It was awesome. I actually heard the Lord several times. I felt His presence. I knew peace for the first time in over a decade. And then one morning I woke up and it's like that had lifted and I didn't understand. I had days where I still had horrible, horrible thoughts like lust, and my temper was outrageous. I cussed when I was angry, and I really, really wanted to get drunk. For months, I tried and tried to change and to become the person the Bible said I could be. The people in my church all tried to act nice and tried to be good, so I did too. But I was pretending, hoping no one would know the true thoughts in my heart and the pain in my soul. This went on and on. Desperately, I wanted to change, and I just couldn't. That was my story, but it's not mine alone. For the last 30 years, I've served in different capacities in churches all around the world. I've been a home group leader, a heart transformation coach. I've done inner healing. I've worked as a teacher. I've been an intercessor and an author in Beijing, Tianjin, Guangzhou, and Hong Kong, China. And for 15 years, I was there. And then several cities here in the U.S. since then. I met a lot of Christians from all over the world, and I discovered a pattern. Many believers are born again, but not transformed. I spent a lot of hours trying to help Christians with the pain and dysfunction from things that had happened to them in the past. And from twisted thinking and some pretty ungodly beliefs, others had deep character flaws and destructive habits like addictions. And because I had been an alcoholic, I have been able to help some alcoholics along the way. I know the pain of being born again and not transformed because of what happened in my own life. But with help from others, I found God's path of transformation. It took me a long time, many, many years, and a whole lot of pain. God can transform your heart in a fraction of the time and without all the pain that I experienced, and that's why we're here. God wants to heal the soul wounds that so many of us still have in our lives. We have pain because of what others did to us, and it still has power over us. We limp through life because of that pain and because of those experiences. God wants to replace our twisted, ungodly beliefs and thinking with His peace, joy, love, and truth. He wants to restore to you everything Satan, sin, and self stole from you. And He wants you, the person He dreamed you could be transformed and to walk into your family, your workplace, your grocery store, your city, and even in your nation, and to transform the lives of others. God made you to be a person of influence and significance. Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation says this: let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So the question that we all have to kind of deal with is, how can I be born again but not transformed? The key to deep lasting change, what the Bible calls transformation, is our desires. You see, sin is the fruit of us filling our desires by ourselves for ourselves. God gave you desires. He gave you desires that will draw you to Him. Philippians 2:13 says, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. The purpose of these desires is to drive us to God. God made us with desires only He can fill. He made us to be incomplete without Him. If you ever feel empty, incomplete, or inadequate, it's because you are. Without God, we all are inadequate. We're empty. There's a place in every human heart that only God can fill. God doesn't want you to feel that way. He wants you to come to Him and be filled. The desires he placed in you draw you to him. He fills the deepest desires of your heart through relationship with him and other believers. Desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Proverbs 13:12. There are only two trees in the center of the Garden of Eden that are mentioned by name: the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. Adam and Eve were free to eat of the tree of life, but they were told not to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That tree represented selfish desires, selfish ambition. Satan told them that they would be like God if they ate that fruit. They wanted to be like God through their own effort. It was a selfish desire, a sin. It was the first sin. And Satan has trapped millions of people in the same sin over the thousands of years since. The fruit looks good, but it leads to death, not life. The truth is that Adam and Eve were already like God, made in his image and likeness. And they had everything through the relationship with God. But they wanted the forbidden fruit. They wanted that thing for themselves, by themselves. And the result was they found only sin and death. Our life is in God through Christ. God created us to live for something greater, much greater than ourselves. Our lives are not our own. 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You were bought with a price." Jesus paid the price for your sin when he died for you. God now offers each of us the choice to live with him as a son or a daughter, or to live for ourselves. It's your choice. Ephesians 2:3 says, "All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath." When I was an alcoholic, I turned into one of the most selfish people on the planet. When I craved alcohol, I would do almost anything to get it. I didn't care about God, about friends or family or anything, but filling the all-consuming desire for alcohol. The irony is that by pursuing what I wanted, focusing on my own self-centered desires, I was sentencing myself to a life of unfulfilled desire. No alcoholic or drug addict ever has enough of his drug of choice. No one who pursues power, fame, wealth, or any of Satan's twisted desires ever has enough. Like a dog chasing its tail, Satan keeps us running meaninglessly in circles until we've wasted our lives. Little did I know that by turning my heart to God, he would once and forever heal the desires, the emptiness within me that drove me to alcohol in the first place. Alcohol was the substitute. God was the reality. But that's what he did. Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." The one thing that will save you years of frustration and pain is to turn your heart to God and let him fill the desires of your heart. Once your desires are filled by God, the sin that you continue to struggle with will fade away. Activation. Perhaps the most powerful message I've shared out of the 90-some videos I've done at this point is, stop beating yourself up about your sin. Jesus has a better way. It's all about using desires to fill the things in our heart that drive us. Please watch it and let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation. Father, I pray that you will accelerate the transformation of everyone who hears this. I pray that you will bless them with great peace and joy, even as they work out their salvation, the salvation of their soul, their thoughts, desires, and emotions. And I want to remind you that you were saved when you believed, and then your spirit was made holy, was made perfect. The battle now is with your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now fight from a position of victory. Delight in God, and let him fill your heart's deepest desires. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe, like, and comment. Until the next time, God bless.